All right, we got a good matchup today. Johnny Cueto on the Hill, 35 years old, his 313th Major League start. As Bill and Matt Capps talked about Tyler Anderson on the other side, the left-hander. We're joined now by a great baseball man. He's a former manager of the Oakland A's, averaged 90 wins a year. He managed the Milwaukee Brewers. He's a bench coach with Art Howe. He worked with the Angels, the Red Sox, and he knows baseball, and he's a resident of Pittsburgh as well. We have him on every year when the Giants and Pirates tangle, and that is Ken Maka. Mock, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty, doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, and it's the beginning of a baseball season. I learned so much from you and talking to you about it. To break it down, in sort of April and May, you kind of try to figure out who you are, and that's where we are right now, trying to figure out who's who on your team. Is that the way you look at it?
That's basically the way I looked at it. You're trying to sort out who your starting pitching is going to be, get your bullpen straightened out as far as the roles perhaps pitchers will have there. I always felt that the players would write the lineups out. So, you know, some guys, just because they hit third last year, doesn't mean that's where they're going to be this year. So let them write out the lineup, get them slotted in there, and get your bullpen straightened out. And that's the way I looked at the first 2 months of the season.
Mark, when you get into the summer and you look at the Giants, and I've talked about it on the show with Longoria, Crawford, Belton, Posey, kind of the heart of the order carrying the offense. These are guys in their 30s, and in today's game, in the 30s, it's almost like you're in your 40s 10 or 12 years ago. When the summer comes and the heat comes, you need those young legs, don't you?
Well, absolutely, and that was one of the positives we had in Oakland was we always had an influx of young players. And, you know, when the Giambis and Tejadas would take off and head for another team, you know, we'd fill it in with Crosby and Hattenberg or whoever, and we wind up having young legs out there.
You know, it's funny, in watching the Giants, it reminds me of the teams you had and that Art had with the A's, and the philosophy is get the starter out of the game in the fifth inning, grind out the at-bats, have long at-bats, and try to make that pitcher work, and then kind of go from there. That was the philosophy that allowed you to win all those games, isn't it?
Absolutely. We had a focus on guys not swinging at balls out of the strike zone, getting their pitch, and having a few guys in the lineup that had some power. So that would kind of have a tendency on the starting pitchers of the other club. You can't just go right after these guys. You got to pick a little bit, and I wound up getting them into long counts and high pitch counts.
So what do you think about the game as it's played today? There's so many more strikeouts. The game is played. We don't see as many players stealing, although there are some steals happening now. The percentage has gone up. They're picking their spots better. What do you think about the game that you watched today?
You know what? Last night I'm watching the game. I want to make sure I had a little bit of an idea before I come on your show, but you know, putting that runner on second base in extra innings, you know, I'd hate to be a relief pitcher in that situation. It probably changes every way you pitch. I mean, you got a runner on second, nobody out. You know, you don't want them to move the runner, or, you know, you don't want them to hit the ball to the right side, or it might be pressure on you to bunt and stuff like that. And, you know, all they have to do is execute, and you wind up losing the game. The other thing about last night's game is, if they would have played by the normal rule, the Pirates would have won anyhow. So I don't see where doing this has, you know, sped up the game that much. But I think it's kind of, as far as a purist is concerned, I don't like that particular aspect of the game.
What do you think about Bruce Jenkins has written about it. We've talked about it a lot. Eric Burns had a campaign about it, and that is, the umpires calling balls and strikes. Are you in favor of going away from that box we see on TV and going to something that is more, you know, technical, that will call a ball and strike and take it away from the umpire?
you know what, I'm not a big fan of instant replay in any of the sports, okay? This is a human against human sport, okay? And, you know, umpires are going to make mistakes. There are some good umpires. I don't see where the balls and strikes have been drastically in the tank as far as the quality of what these umpires are doing right now. So I'd much rather, you know, have just the umpires do it. I mean, there's another thing. I go to a football game, and a guy runs over the goal line. It's a touchdown, and all the fans are jumping up and down and happy and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, no, let's have a timeout and let's have instant replay, you know. And it just takes the whole human part of it out of the game.
All right. What do you think about on home runs or just plays at the plate? That argument has come up as well.
Well, you know what? I'm okay with the home runs. You know, I think that's probably a good time to have something like that. Plays at the plate, I'm not so sure on that. I mean, think about this. How about, you know, all of a sudden they'll have a timeout and they appeal a play at second base where the guy split in and his finger came off for a half a second, and now they're going to call him out on that play. I'm not so good with that. But some of the obvious things I'm okay with. But in general, I'm not a big fan of the instant replay.
All right. Well, join the crowd. Bruce Jenkins wrote about it quite a bit today in the Chronicle. Ken Maka joins us. Always, it's great just to talk ball with you. I'm just glad to have you on. Baseball is going to go through a lot of negotiations this winter, and part of it is to get more action in the game and maybe do away with the shift. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know what? I think they're doing some things in the minor leagues where they want to make an adjustment to, you know, how the game's being played and stuff like that. I think what they ought to do is just take a look at how these players are being trained in the minor leagues, okay, as far as how they hit. Okay, 300 used to be a big deal when I came up through the minor leagues. And you do that by using the whole field. I mean, you look at last night's game, Perez, the catcher for the Pirates, came up with a guy on second base, chance to win the game, and he's swinging so hard for the fences that absolutely, you know, no chance. He hit two balls almost in the first base dugout, pulled them, and then swinging a miss on a breaking ball from your submarine pitcher, a little bit like Chad Bradford. But, you know, all he has to do is tap the ball to the other side of the infield and they're going to have a run come in. So, I think perhaps the juice in the baseball, the smaller ballpark, the emphasis on hitting home runs and walking and how they scout people in order to write your lineup out has made a big shift in how the game's being played, and you know, you don't have as much action as you'd like to see, ball throwing around. And you look at a couple of the big plays last night in that game for the Pirates. Rodriguez made a diving catch down the third baseline, and then the first baseman made a great play on a smash down the first baseline. So those are for me, that's what the fans should want to see as compared to walks and strikeouts and home runs.
Do you think they should do away with the shift, though, of the second baseman and short right field and make everybody at least stay on the dirt?
Well, that's one way to look at it, but I think the players on the other team can have them do away with the shift. Use the whole field when you're hitting.
Okay.
So, I mean, you look at, again, last night's game, when Reynolds came out for the Pirates, their man on third, and nobody out, hit the ball to right field. That's how you drive in runs. So, you can get the players to spray the ball around the field and don't emphasize so much for the home runs. I think that would be a big help.
Okay. All right. Ken Maka with us, of course, former manager of the A's and the Brewers and longtime baseball man. Always great just to catch up with you. I learned so much from you. Today we've got Tyler Anderson. You know, he played for the Giants last year, a lefty in Cueto. What do you think of this matchup today, and what do you think about Anderson?
Well, there's a couple veterans going out there. Anderson, you know, he's not going to overpower you, and he's going to have him put in play. And that's something about the Pirates pitching staff. They got Brubaker and now Anderson, two of their better guys, and they're guys that make the other team put in play, not overpowering fastballs. And so maybe it's starting to turn the other way as far as how the pitching is put out there by the other teams.
Tyler Anderson has a great pickoff move as well. Mark, have you been watching him on the mound? Do you ever watch Anderson and see how he moves to first base?
Oh, absolutely, and that shuts down the running game completely. You talked about that earlier. Sometimes people now are picking their spots as far as running's concerned. Being able to shut down an entire aspect of another team's offense is a great way to limit how they're going to score. So, you know, when you get on first, you're probably not going to be going with Anderson out there.
Really? Hey, one last thought for you. You know, it is May, the middle of May. I think we're in for a great race in the National League. Some teams are starting to play better now. The Giants have great starting pitching, which I don't see long losing streaks for them at all. I think they're in it the whole way. But as a hitter, how many at-bats do you want to see before you start getting concerned whether a guy's start is going to be a real problem for the year? And I remember when Johnny Damon was with the A's and he started off so badly. And it was around this time of year, and I said to Art Howe, I said, Art, boy, you better put this guy ninth in the lineup. And Art said, I give him a few more days. And all of a sudden he started hitting and never stopped. So how many at-bats do you like to see, or where do you like to see it in the season before you get concerned?
Well, I'll go back to my last year in Oakland. We had Frank Thomas, who got off to a slow start. And, you know, Billy even come down the office and said, hey, you might have to start platooning this guy. And here's a guy that's in the Hall of Fame and wound up hitting 35 home runs there. And, you know, I mean, probably 120, 150 at-bats. But I think when you take a look at the guy's baseball card and look at the numbers on the back and you can see their swing and their bat speed and stuff like that. It's more of a baseball judgment than just the number of bats that they're taking.
All right. Well, the one thing I remember from you is the save can happen at any time. And you did it with Chad Bradford, and you're right. This Rodgers comes into critical moments to save the game.
Right, right. Of course, last night the lefty came in. He saved the game. I mean, he wound up getting a blown save, but comes in and strikes out the side after Reynolds' base hit.
It was pretty good. Hey, what about the Rodriguez for the Pirates? What, Mark, was he throwing 92, 93? Because he threw it past everybody.
Well, you know what? You take a look at his delivery. He's pretty much straight over the top. One of the things the announcers in Pittsburgh were talking about, they have all these analytics. They were talking about his spin rate. He's got a very high spin rate. I know when you throw over the top, straight over the top, sometimes that ball jumps up on the hitter. And guys that are throwing a little bit from the side and you can see their arm coming all the way around, they might throw harder, but the hitters light them up. So it's a little bit of deception with his delivery straight over the top.
Great. All right. Take care of yourself. I'm glad to have you on. And as Sam Spear always said, he taught you a lot of baseball.
Well, he did, absolutely.
All right,
there, Marty. Have a great day.
All right. Be well. All right. That is Ken Maka. Great to have him on talking some ball. All right.